Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bills can make history.
Oh.
And it starts tonight, actually.
Fantastic.
I mean, it would be the first time this happened since 2007, and it would be only the fifth team in NFL history to do it.
Wow.
And it's hard to determine if this happens, because it could happen.
Yeah.
Or if this is completely out of the realm of possibility.
Ooh.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Your Buffalo Bills taking on the Miami Dolphins Sunday, a game you can catch live on CMF. Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
Be hanging out in all his jacket glory
party
at the Bill Grace Taproom in Chi Alley. So go hang out with him for the game on Sunday. Big divisional game this weekend.
Yeah.
And the Bills are running away with this division. The Bills have the same amount of wins as every member of the AFC East combined.
Wow.
And to fully establish how dominant they have been, your Buffalo Bills have a chance to clinch the AFC East by Thanksgiving.
Wow.
I can't remember the last time we said that.
For the Bills, never.
Yeah.
But I can tell you the last time it happened. Now, here's the thing. It would be week 11. The Bills could clinch the AFC East. It would tie a record for the fastest division clinch currently held by four other teams.
In American history.
Yes. The last time it happened was in 2007. And the Patriots clinched the AFC East in Week 11 by smoking the Bills 57-10 at home.
Ooh,
I remember that game vividly.
That's a bad one.
So here's what would have to happen.
Okay.
Are you ready?
So a lot of cards have to fall in place.
Yes. The Bills would have to win their next three games. Mm. They got Miami and Indianapolis. Those are doable. But that Chiefs game at home.
That's the hump.
That's a hump. Miami, the Jets, and the Dolphins have to lose all of their games for the next 3 weeks.
Okay.
All right? That's also not out of the question.
But that's pretty rare.
It is. I mean, it's a 12-team parlay is what it is, 12-game parlay. But this dream could be dead as soon as tonight. The Jets play Houston at home.
Mm-hmm.
The Texans are really banged up. So banged up, in fact.
How banged up are they?
That despite the fact that the Jets are a complete tire fire, they are 2.5-point favorites tonight over the Texans.
Wait, you said where are they playing?
They're playing in New York.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know how many games the Jets have been favored in period this year. Probably not many.
So if the Jets win, this holding goes out the window.
Jets win tonight, it's over.
Oh.
Right? Patriots win this weekend, it's over. Bills lose to the Dolphins, it's over. Obviously. They would need to win the next three, and every other team would have to lose the next three. But it's funny, if you look at the schedule, the AFC East, the rest of the teams are so bad.
Yeah.
Even though they are all playing other bad teams, a couple of teams play the Titans,
mm-hmm.
a couple of teams play the Rams. It could happen. It could happen.
All right.
Do we want this?
Why not?
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Okay, well, here's
the easiest.
I don't want to be waiting until it's last few weeks of the season to find out. You want to be in control, right?
Yeah, rest some guys.
From here
come
on out.
Here's my fear.
What?
It would, consciously or subconsciously, if you clinch the division in week 11 with 7 weeks to go, cause the team to take their foot off the gas.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you're still competing for a high seed in the AFC playoffs, right?
Right.
But you can't tell me after you get a t-shirt and hat in week 11 that wouldn't mess with your head a little bit.
Like, I don't know. These guys are so competitive. I would think, like, man, this is even poured on time, right?
You don't want to be embarrassed.
Right.
No, I understand, but you've already won the division. It's week 11. Could you Google if the Patriots won the Super Bowl in 07? I can't remember. Was that the year they almost went undefeated? That might have been the year they lost in the Super Bowl.
To the Giants, right?
Yeah, that might have been. Was that 07?
Hard to
remember. No, you want to guess everything else and know you're like, I want to make sure that I have journalistic integrity.
I just know, like, the Giants weren't even that good.
No, the
that
07
year.
Was when they lost. Well, they lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's
so
the one.
My fear. There's my fear, right? They went undefeated.
They would have eclipsed the 72 Dolphins.
Yep.
Yeah.
18-1.
Wow.
So there you go. That my fear is now confirmed that if you are managed to be this good this early.
I'm sorry. That was 2008.
So they did win in 07. Did they go in 07? What is happening? No, 08 would be the year the Super Bowl happened. 07 would be the season.
You're talking about
it's the 07 season.
Oh,
I don't know.
Because that was the 07 season, but it happened in 2008. So
I would take that run, man. Okay. Why not?
Okay. I don't know. I feel they always
say... It's a positive. Why Why frown at a positive?
Because they have this term in the NFL, and it's been very popular the last couple of years. It's been falling out of Josh Allen's mouth a bunch. Peak at the right time.
All right.
It's not about who you play. It's when you play them. Mm-hmm. Team gets hot. Everything comes together. And the Bills have been fortunate enough the last couple of years, over the last 7-8 weeks of the season, where they get hot and they go on like a 6-game win streak. They go like 7-1.
Yeah, but then they're all banged up and you're missing half your players. Or this way, now you can rest some guys, rotate some guys through.
Right. All of these
things. You're not grinding these guys down to a nub.
But it's not like you wouldn't have anything to play for. You want that number one overall seed in the AFC East. Yeah. At minimum, you want 2 playoff games to get the second seed.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man. 2 home playoff games. I don't know. Like, I mean, it would be pretty cool, but this also feels like it could be one of those things. The Bills lose in the first round of the playoffs at home to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Turns out they're playing in bathrobes.
The Indianapolis Colts, quarterback by Baker Mayfield for some reason. 252 WCMF, the Bills have the opportunity to clinch the AFC East by week 11 before Thanksgiving. It would be insane for the Bills. They would clinch the AFC East before their bye.
Wow.
Their bye is week 12. So they could go into their bye with the division locked up.
And go party for a week.
Well, no, you don't want that.
Party.
Let's not do that.
Yeah, no.
Can I tell you, with this game on Sunday, like, there's a lot of things lining up for this to be a massive trap for the Bills.
Yeah.
The Dolphins game?
I was thinking that, too, with Tua's return.
You got that.
But he's already played, right?
He played last week. They lost. Right. He played well, though.
Bills have won their last, what, 3 in a row?
Yeah, they've won. They've had 2 3-game win streaks with a 2-game losing streak in the middle of it. It's a very weird season.
Yeah, but they own the Dolphins.
They do. They do. But we'll talk more about this tomorrow.
Maybe once in a while, though.
I didn't forget, twice now, they've almost crippled Tua.
Knocked him out of the game. I mean, yeah, they go after him because that's how you beat Tua Tagovailoa. Mm. I'll be honest with you, man. I am a little bit scared of going to this game on Sunday because, not that it's my business, he shouldn't be playing football.
Well, they're talking about how they want to change the way he plays, essentially, so he avoids these collisions. But I'm just like,
So my fear is, and this is a selfish fear.
Yeah. What's that?
Then I'm going to be inside that stadium, and we're going to be having an awesome football game, and the Bills are going to be doing
great. Good times.
And something is going to happen with Tua, and he does not get concussions quietly. Mm-mm. Every concussion he gets,
he starts
terrifying.
Doing
yes, it's
weird
hands. Horrific. Yeah. And that stadium, everybody in that stadium, I mean, with DeMar Hamlin on that roster, we know how
scary it can be very quickly.
Well, DeMar did it to him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, like, I don't want to be there and watch that happen. And then, like, the game is just going to start playing again and we just go back to normal. Like, we didn't just watch that happen.
It's all part of the game, Pat.
It's not, though.
It seems to be.
Doesn't have to be. You could just, like, hey, man, I don't know.
I'll go have fun. Stop worrying.
No, because I'm gonna forget. And that's the other thing, too. I'm going to forget about it. I'll be in the game and I'll be having a good time. And then all of a sudden, it'll be like a jerk back to reality.
But he's not your neighbor. He's not your brother.
He's still a person.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, look, man, you know, we have this job where we're fortunate enough to kind of get to know these players on a personal basis.
Yeah, some I didn't like.
You didn't like any of them.
I liked a couple. I like Rex.
You like the worst people.
Yes.
Yes, that's like
I know.
No, but I mean, like, you know, he's got a family. Oh, he's just trying to make a living.
Trying to make a living. It's guy's a goddamn gazillionaire.
So then walk away. Just walk away, man.
Hey, go,
I don't want to
see
you hurt yourself.
Good.
Everybody would understand.
We
don't
need
you.
Go look at Earl Campbell, man. I don't want you to be that. I don't want to be in the building if something happens, man. Come on.
He's in a wheelchair, right?
Yeah, it's bad.
But he's quick in that wheelchair.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.